You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
And good morning, and welcome to the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. I am Chad Holmes, joined by Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
We will have more with you coming up in just a little bit, but first, we have a special guest in studio here this morning. Very happy to welcome Cheryl Martino from NAMI Northwoods here in Wausau. Cheryl, thank you for coming on by.
Thank you for having me, Chad.
Absolutely. And I think folks who have been tuned in have heard a lot of messages during our commercial breaks from NAMI Northwoods, learning a little bit about it. One other thing is, whenever I'm driving home, I'm going down Grand Avenue, I always notice it over there on the right-hand side. I'm heading towards Weston. But it's really nice to have you here. And thanks as well for a couple weeks ago stopping on by during our open house as well.
Oh, you're welcome.
Well, let's first of all talk a little bit about NAMI Northwoods. I guess I'll ask you the biggest open question possible to start it off. What is NAMI Northwoods?
Well, NAMI Northwoods is the local affiliate of NAMI Wisconsin and NAMI National. There's more than 650 local affiliates throughout our 50 states of NAMI National. And we held our first annual membership meeting in May of 2017. And here we are.
That's not very long, actually. No. It's a fairly new organization, and I guess, you know, what it is. What is the biggest focus? I think a lot of people, again, I really have enjoyed hearing the commercials, because I think a lot of people, when you see NAMI, it doesn't jump out what exactly it is. Yeah. But I've started to learn a little bit more about it. For folks who say, hey, you work at NAMI Northwoods, what do you do? What is the purpose of it?
So we advocate at the local and state level for mental health resources, changes in legislation to improve mental health resources and laws that can improve the lives of people with mental health illnesses. We also sponsor Raise Your Voice clubs at the high schools and middle schools in Marathon, Lincoln, and Langley counties. And our main focus is also to provide educational classes and support groups for families and individuals who are dealing with mental illnesses.
What is your role at NAMI Northwoods?
I am the part-time office specialist, and I also am an education facilitator for some of our classes.
Let's delve in a little bit deeper, because the whole idea of mental illness, and I said this to you off the air, that somehow in this era, for whatever reason, there is a sense that somehow, whether it's through a loss of a job or a loss of health care or a loss or some sort of other issue in one's life, that somehow if you just work a little bit harder or dig yourself up or grab yourself by the bootstraps, you can make it work. Mental disease, mental illness, and the words disease and illness, it's not a case where you can just will it away, is it?
No, it is. All mental illnesses are a biological illness, no different than a cardiovascular disease or diabetes. They are brain diseases, brain disorders that have to be treated, or they will not get better. And some of them can get better. And sometimes people can eventually go off medications for them. But more serious mental illnesses like schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, and some others, those are generally considered lifelong illnesses that have to be managed with medication and assistance from other resources and psychotherapy.
I was looking at your website, and for folks who want to go to your website, it is NAMINorthwoods.org. That's N-A-M-I, Northwoods.org. And there was a line right at the very beginning that kind of jumped out to me. It said, Mental illness can affect persons of any age and can occur in any family. They are not caused by bad parenting and are not evidence of a weakness of character. I think that was very straightforward. That I imagine that sometimes it's hard for people to ask for help. That there's they'll look in the mirror and they'll feel like, well, there's something else I can do.
Yeah.
No, that's not the case, is it?
No, I mean, you know, it just depends on, you know, the person's situation. Sometimes, you know, depressive episodes and anxiety are short term and the person can manage and on their own, but oftentimes not. And symptoms get worse.
Let me jump in real quickly because I just popped into my mind when you talk about different circumstances. How do you know what level you are? Because I think you kind of hit on the head that I think all of us have moments where, you know, you're either up or you're a bit down. That's different than true disease and illness in this case, isn't it?
Yeah. It's my understanding that, you know, if your symptoms are lasting longer than 2 weeks, especially in depression and anxiety, and things are not getting better, that's a time when you would definitely want to go in and seek some help with that, with your primary care provider first, and see what their recommendation is.
Let's talk about some of the ways that your office helps, because if somebody was to stop in and say, what are the services that you and your teammates offer here in Wausau? What are some of the services that NAMI Northwoods here in Wausau do offer?
So in our office, we offer three support groups. We offer a peer support group, and that is a support group for anyone that is living with any type of mental illness to join. All of the services we provide, I should mention, are free. We don't charge anything. Mm. And we have a family support group that is for family members who are dealing with a loved one with a mental illness. And we have a survivors of suicide loss support group. And as the title refers, that is for individuals who have lost, sadly, a loved one or a friend to suicide.
We will have more with Cheryl Martino of NAMI Northwoods here in Wausau coming up at 7:22. More of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow coming up next on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO. Along with Ian Welsh, I am Chad Holmes, and this morning we are talking to Cheryl Martino of NAMI Northwoods about mental health and some of the resources that NAMI Northwoods is able to provide to folks here in the central Wisconsin area. Suicide, and I think mental illness as a whole, there's an unfortunate stigma around it, isn't there?
Yes, unfortunately.
Could you talk about how you and the folks at NAMI take that? Because I think the people that probably come through your doors feel that stigma. It could be because a family member did take their own life. And there's something, again, about that and just generally about mental illness. It's treated so differently than other illnesses, isn't it?
Yeah. It's maybe sometimes thought of as kind of like the invisible disease. There isn't a test, a blood test. There isn't an X-ray that you can do to definitively determine what, you know, the mental illness is. It's only by symptom. That's what, you know, a psychiatrist and medical doctors will ask, well, okay, what are your symptoms? What are you feeling, thinking? What else has been going on? So it's very different than someone with diabetes who is actually having some other types of physical symptoms.
You could have a sheet of paper from a doctor that says, here, we ran these tests and here's what we see.
Sugar's high, your blood sugar's low, your blood pressure's high or way too low, your cholesterol. The lab test. Mm-hmm. And that's not the case with mental illnesses. A psychiatrist rely pretty heavily on symptoms being reported by the patient as far as feelings, thoughts, behaviors.
At the same time,
changes in mood. Mm-hmm.
At the same time, there are different ways of handling it, correct? In terms of there are medications, but there's also in terms of the meetings and also that those kind of ways of trying to delve into it. How I imagine that that's one of the big part of your job is in terms of trying to figure out the right course of action. Is that difficult?
We offer support services and education.
Sure.
So we're not doing any diagnosing at all. None of us are licensed to do that. But we can refer people who call to other resources in the community. You know, if they're not happy with one psychiatry office or another provider, or they just don't know where to start, we have a list of all the various providers. And we have, the knowledge of our own staff and what we've been through and family members have been through. We share that with people. I have a background in social work, so I use that information and skills to help people.
Again, we're talking to Cheryl Martino from NAMI Northwoods here on 98.9 WXCO. In terms of the free aspect, I imagine that because that you have your doors open, the folks that can come in and not have to worry about a bill, that the encouragement would be there to think, if you think that something that NAMI Northwoods offers, whether it's the meetings or just whether someone to talk to find out a little bit more about how you're feeling, don't hesitate. Because sometimes people, whether it is a physical illness, sometimes you have symptoms for something that, and you'll just say, I just don't feel very well. You'll push it off and think, and then you wait and wait and wait when it could be helped earlier. And it can, and I think with an illness, emotionally and mental illness, it's the same idea that if you wait longer, it makes you can find maybe some solutions to issues if you come in. And I think one of the aspects that is so vitally important is you don't have to worry about having that big bill.
Right. Yeah. The support group, I think the support groups are wonderful. It makes you feel like you're not alone. Mm. Even if other people in the support group have different diagnoses, you're still having some similar struggles, with maybe not feeling like your medication is always working or finding a job. 'Cause many of the people that do have mental illnesses are working. The vast majority are working. So it's disheartening to hear people say that, you just need to get a job.
Right. Connection has to be vitally important, isn't it? I mean, that's what it sounds like. Mm-hmm. Having that connection in terms of mental health issues is so vitally important, isn't it?
It is. The feeling that you're not alone, which is another one of our slogans in NAMI. There's hope that you're not alone. It's true when you are in these support groups or classes and you hear the struggles and the stories, people do say they come away feeling like there's a relief that they feel like they now know other people out there that are dealing with similar struggles.
And so many people do have to fight this alone, don't they? I mean, there really is a case where, for whatever reason, they have to basically take it on themselves, and it can be overwhelming.
Very overwhelming, yes. And one of the things we're trying to do in the last couple of years at NAMI Northwoods, because we live in such a rural area, and we cover three counties, Lincoln, Langley, and Marathon, is to offer some of our classes via virtual. So if you have a computer and the internet, you can join our support groups, and we can mail the information, the class materials to you, or you can download them and print them yourself. So that's something we're trying to do to reach more people.
And that's kind of the bottom line, is trying to reach as many people as possible. Because sometimes you think about it, you know, we think about, because we're located right here in Wausau, that it's not that hard to get down to Grand Avenue and go through your doors.
Exactly.
But for other people within this multi-county area, that, you know, any way that you can somehow get yourself closer to them is such an important aspect.
Yes, definitely.
Coming up at 7:52, we will have one more segment with Cheryl Martino of NAMI Northwoods. Again, talking mental health and resources here in the Wausau area. I am Chad Holmes, along with Ian Welsh. It is the WXCO Morning Report. We will have an information update, including the farm report, coming up next. And then more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, 98.9 WXCO.
I was feeling something wasn't.
WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. Chad Holmes along with Ian Welsh. And this morning we are talking about mental health and resources available here in the Wausau area. NAMI Northwoods, located on Grand Avenue in Wausau. And we are talking to Cheryl Martino of NAMI Northwoods.
One of the things that I've talked about with other members of nonprofits is the challenges. These are free services for people that need the services at right now and not have to worry about the payments of it, but at the same time that you do need funding. And this has been a challenging, I would say, year for nonprofits, because you see a lot of questions, whether it's at the federal, state, local levels, whatever it may be. How are things with NAMI? And I know that probably that the support that you get from local groups, organizations, mm-hmm. but also the funding you get from other governmental aspects has to be vitally important. Has there been, for lack of a better term, stress within that area for your group?
Yeah, we don't have any federal or state funding. Mm-hmm. I don't believe we ever have. It's all been...
Can I jump in real fast?
Sure.
Why is that? Because it seems as though it would be worthy spending. For my understanding, is it something that your group has not attempted to get, or is there a reason? Because it seems as though it would save a lot of money by having an organization like yourself aiding folks within the mm-hmm. within their communities. And it's just not here in Wausau. As you said, this is something that's around the state and around the country. But why is that?
I've never been involved a lot in that aspect of our organization. But what I do recall is that there isn't a lot necessarily out there for a local group from state and national funding.
Sure.
NAMI Wisconsin and the NAMI National have gotten grants and funding as a result of some of the changes recently. They've lost some of that funding, but fortunately they still have their major corporate sponsors.
Is there anybody here in central Wisconsin you'd like to mention in terms of aiding your organization?
The Green Heck Foundation, definitely. Covantage Credit Union. Rogers Behavioral Health has been recently an excellent partner. And WXCO, we appreciate the work you're doing with us. Those are just a few.
Let's get back to, I think, the nitty-gritty of how you help. For folks out there who may feel like, hey, they need somebody to talk to. They want to maybe find out more about why they feel the way they do and kind of delve into it. What are the ways, again, that they can take that step? What are the things that folks out there who may be tuned in, what are the maybe one of the first steps that they should be thinking about using in terms of your group?
Well, they can call us at our office. They can check out our website where there's a lot of great information out there, as well as our schedule of support groups and our schedule of classes. But if they just want to call and talk to somebody, we can certainly do that just over the phone.
Fantastic. And again, that's something else I was looking at on your site. There's so many different ways that NAMI does get involved at the national level, try to get involved in policy, because that is important. And it is important for whether it's specifically with your group, but other ways of getting help for mental illness, to be able to advocate for people and their families, of course. And I think that's one aspect as well, that if you're a member of a family maybe somebody, not the person that is actually suffering through the mental illness, you're a great mm-hmm. resource for those folks as well.
Yes, and they are great advocates for their loved one and the entire community of people with mental illness. Those family stories, sitting down with a legislator, is very important, very impactful. And I would strongly encourage family members to consider going to Madison and contacting their legislator, writing a letter explaining their situation mm-hmm. and how change in the laws, if they feel necessary, would be helpful to them and many other families.
And there's a helpline. I think we should mention the number here, because there's a NAMI helpline
yes.
where you can just be personally talk to somebody, have somebody respond to any yes. questions or requests, and get information out there. The NAMI helpline is 1-800-950-NAMI, N-A-M-I, which is 6264. What we will do is, what we do every day on our program is, we have a show page. And as part of the daily show, we have our podcast so people can listen to it. But also, if you go there for today's program, we'll have a link to the website. We'll have that number on there mm-hmm. as well, and be able to get you some information on taking that step forward. So don't be afraid to make that phone call, correct?
Absolutely. Do not be afraid. You're not alone.
Is there anything else that we should touch on before we wrap things up?
Well, there's been an increase in mental health concerns at a younger age. And I want to shout out to all the students in our area and the schools who have supported them in their Raise Your Voice clubs. That the rollout of those clubs is hopefully going to change a whole generation of young people and their thoughts about mental illness mm-hmm. and the stigma that surrounds it, and leads to a negative outcome oftentimes for people because they are afraid or embarrassed to seek help.
Yeah, that's vitally important. That's a very good point, because hopefully, as we do get older, we're able to, through experience, be able to handle certain yeah. situations and maybe know the right ways to get some answers. Sometimes as a kid, boy, it can feel like you feel the walls coming in. You have nobody to talk to.
And yes.
It can lead to, obviously mm-hmm. some very difficult circumstances as well. But again, Cheryl Martino, thank you for coming in. Thank you for the work that you and NAMI Northwoods do each and every day. And again, located on Grand Avenue in Wausau. Specific address do you have at the top of your head?
1942 Grand Avenue, Suite 2.
1942. Again, I notice it. That's a good thing that I notice it when I'm driving down Grand Avenue. So, folks, and again, you can also call that NAMI helpline at 1-800-950-6264. And again, we will have that information on our show page. Hopefully, you or other members of your team over at NAMI Northwoods will get a chance to talk further about the work that you're doing. So, such very important work. Thank you again for stopping by our studios this morning, and have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, Chad.
Absolutely. Again, Cheryl Martino from NAMI Northwoods.
We will take a quick break, then get you back after an information update, news, weather, and sports at the top of the hour. Back to Mornings with Pat Wrightlow, and then we'll be back at 8:22. Ian will be with us for the Number for the Day quiz and a whole bunch more. It is the WXCO Morning Report on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, don't forget that if you miss any of our segments, and if you just want to make it easier on yourself, I know at times it can be a little bit more difficult because we'll be on for a segment, then we'll go back to Pat, and then it'll be 22 minutes until we come back. We're on at 6:52, 7:22, 7:52, and 8:22. So that basically is about 30 minutes of time for us each and every weekday.
That's right.
And we have an opportunity to, you know, talk to interesting people and talk about things that are going on around here. But if you are, you know, going in and out or getting ready for work or whatever it may be, and you catch one of the segments, and then I'll say, hey, we'll have more with this guest coming up in 22 minutes. It's like, you don't have the time. The easiest way to hear everything, hear all of our discussions and hear our interviews is to subscribe on Spotify or wherever you get your podcast by going to, searching WXCO News. Then you'll be able to get our morning report features. And also Isabella Nieto has a daily WXCO News Roundup, all the news from around the area put together in about 8, 9, 10 minutes. Get caught up on everything that's going on real simply through a podcast as well with WXCO News. Also, you just go to our website, WXCO.fm, and be able to go to the news segment and click on it and go to our show notes. We'll have links. So we have our interviews. You can also go to YouTube. We do always record our interviews on YouTube. You can go back and listen to them unedited and in its entirety in one sitting as well. But we put links on our show notes. So again, check those out at WXCO.fm. Final day of the week. We're middle of November already. We are, a week and a half away? 13 days away from Thanksgiving.
It's crazy how fast it flies.
It does. I mean, Thanksgiving is almost here. It's the Packer season's flying right on by. I mean, we're getting towards, you're going to have to start thinking about folks who get out there and get their Christmas trees and everything else. Black Friday is 2 weeks from today.
Yep.
You got to start
the day after Thanksgiving.
Yep, where everybody goes nuts and gets those deals for Christmas. But, it's just almost time to start thinking about that.
Yeah. The big holidays are coming up, and that means it's going to be, you know, a lot of people will be traveling. A lot of people will be spending money on, you know, holiday feasts and holiday gifts, and just.
I know
it's a very hectic time of year, but it's also a time where you gotta, you know, pace yourself. Don't try to overwork yourself with, you know, doing too many things at once, and just remember that, you know. You don't have to get up early on Black Friday with shopping. Just wait till like 10 or 11 o'clock after everybody else is gone. And then you can go in there and get your discounted stuff.
Did you ever see the movie Jingle All the Way?
Yes.
So you don't think it should be like that, where people are battling each other for a Turbo Man, as Arnold would say.
I'm just saying, all the people who were acting in that movie, I hope they got hazard pay out of this, because that's a lot of stunt work. And it's very crazy, but it's a...
But people want to get those gifts. So, I mean, for you to say, oh, just wait. Some people don't want to just wait.
Well, if you're out there and you are those people who like to get up early and, you know, get to it, just be mindful of everyone else around you. That's all I'm going to say.
Do you have anything already in the back of your mind you're thinking, oh, I might want to have something like this for Christmas?
Well, see, as I get older, I realize that there's not actually a lot of things I really need, and not really a lot of things I want. I mean, some of them, my family and I like to do is, you know, we like to give each other food. Because that way it keeps longer, and you don't have to, you know, spend a whole lot of money to get it. But every now and then we find just, you know, a couple of gifts that we would like to have and just try to... You know, share the responsibility of, you know, buying a gift for someone in the family. But at the moment, I don't think there's anything I really want at this time.
Very good.
How about you?
No, I have nothing that... I don't need anything anymore. Honest to goodness, it's like, I don't need
nothing
anything. I don't need anything from, you know, it's just... I don't have that need anymore. It's like, yeah, I just rather, you know, people... Just enjoy us, enjoy time together, and all that good stuff. So I think, and then get surprised. No.
You know, the one thing I do need is a 4 out of 5 week in the number
That's
of the
what
day
you
quiz.
Do. So let's do it. You're 3 for 4 on the number of the day quiz, and it's time now to see if you can make it 4 out of 5, get an A grade for this week.
It would be nice.
Wedding anniversaries is the topic of our number today.
Okay, wedding anniversaries.
If you celebrate your pearl wedding anniversary, How many years have you been married?
Pearl wedding anniversary.
Yep. Pearl wedding anniversary.
I can't say I've heard of that one, actually.
Well, this may be a good one then. All right. Your choices are.
Okay.
30 years. 50 years. 70 years.
Pearl anniversary. 30, 50, or 70 years.
Yep. So really think about this.
30, 50, or 70 years. Think. Okay, I'm going to say, final answer, I'm going to say 70. 70 years is my final answer. I'm going to say 70.
I was hoping you would not say 50 because that's too obvious. Because that's like golden or something like that.
Okay.
So it's been 30 or 70. 30.
Oh, darn it.
Well, still a good week. Still
it's
a good week.
It's a successful week, though.
Yeah, 3 out of 5, that's a winning week. So
yes, it is.
Good way to go into the weekend.
Absolutely.
Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Jed. Happy Friday, everybody. Enjoy the weekend.
More of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow coming up next on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.